the scripture selection for today. First from Old Testament, a verse from Micah known to all of us. Micah 6, verse 8. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and walk humbly with your God. From Luke 10, 25 through 37. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise the Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating them with oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So I'm going to give you a summary of the mission week, and then any of the youth have the opportunity to come up and talk about the week, anything that you want to do. So this is coming out of the 8th year doing this. It started out very simple 8 years ago, just a day and a half. It has grown to 5 days. This year it was 4 days, depending on, because of the 4th of July being on that Friday. Planning starts all the way back in the middle of January. And I know exactly when the plan started, because when we had all those snow days, snowed in at night, so start looking at the schedules, seeing if there is something major, a camp, and trying to get it down to a week or a couple of weeks. So all the way back in January, this was being planned. So the very first day, Monday the 30th, we were here at church, and we did a lot of different outreach programs that the church does. One of the first things that we did was we cleaned and restocked the shelves for Phoebe's mission. For Sandy's pantry, we checked for expired food items and did a count that way. Brenda and Brian had a good idea of what they needed to get to start back up again. The group also cleaned out all of the decorations from the closet next to the family bathroom. That was a task, but we emptied it completely, swept it, wiped down the shelves, everything like that. And then we moved up after lunch upstairs to the preschool. The preschool at the time had not been cleaned since the beginning of May, so we could mop the floors, vacuumed, cleaned the windows, so the preschool staff would walk in basically the day later and have a good start. And we did a lot of little jobs around the church too, but too many to list. The next day, Tuesday, we were at Wabash Trails. We have done very intense work there the last couple of years. We have done trail cleaning. We have painted all the signs for the shelter houses, but this year we painted all of the picnic tables at the Houchin shelter house. And that took a good amount of the day. And we also removed staples from the post and also from the picnic tables too, from past decorations. Moving on to Wednesday, Helping His Hands was a place that we had not been for a couple of years just because of scheduling and not working out. We were at Helping His Hands and we did many different tasks, including separating large boxes of biscuits into smaller portions, making food boxes, stocking shelves, breaking down the empty boxes, and assisting a very little projects throughout if needed. That was amazing, just to pause for a second. That was amazing because, again, we had not been to Helping His Hands for, I think, 3 years. So a lot of them at that point remembered just vaguely helping them out. And every time that we go, it's something completely different. And then the very last day, Thursday, July the 3rd, it was very packed together. We were at the animal shelter, we helped the Isaiah house, and then we did the family dinner to close out the mission week. So during that day, we went to the animal shelter. We donated supplies that they very much needed at that time. Of course, played with the cats and walked the dogs. That's a must. And after lunch, we came back here, and the Isaiah house themselves were unavailable for us to go, but we had for them. Because one of the first things that when children go into that house is they try to make them as comfortable as possible. So, yes, you can buy cookie dough from JC's and be good, but they have to pay it, and that adds up a lot. So we made over 200 cookie dough pucks ready for them to do, and I've had very good feedback from the Isaiah House since we donated it to them that they want us to make more cookie dough. So it must be good enough. And then after we got done with the Isaiah House work, we shifted our gear to the family dinner. That's how we usually, one of the very last days of the mission week is the family dinner. This allows the families that might have not seen their children for most of the week, if they stayed active during that week, to hear about what we had done that week and to kind of give back to their families and especially their parents that cook all the time. So we do a Italian dinner and they help, the youth help make the dinner. So I'm going to shift gears to the youth. You do not have to be up here super long. Just go over here and explain anything about the mission week. Okay, who's first?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite part was definitely whenever we made the My favorite part was when we made the cookies, because after a long stressful day of school, if I come home and there's cookies, it makes me feel super happy, and it just makes my day 10 times better. So I'm glad that we got to make cookies and help people have a good day.
My favorite part was probably Wabash Trails, because we painted benches and we made them look really new again, and it just felt good to make them look like it was bought again. And I also liked helping his hands because we were packaging food for people who need it the most. And yeah.
I had so much fun helping the community. My favorite part was playing games, spending time with all of us that did it. It was amazing to be helping out. I bet our parents were happy to get a week break from us. My favorite part was when we went to Helping His Hands. The people were nice there, and we did a lot of putting things on the shelf.
I would have to say my favorite part was volunteering at the animal shelter and being able to play with the cats and the dogs. I also enjoyed getting to paint the tables and work at Helping His Hands. And I know that Will does such a good job every year, and I always look forward to it. And we get to learn new things about helping others, and it just adds a bit of responsibility into our lives. So thank you, Will.
My favorite part about the mission week was at the pet port and walking the dog.
My favorite part was petting the cats.
This is just a fraction of who did the mission week. Most of them came and went, and that's how it's designed, because everybody lives a busy life. Basketball practice, let's say, swimming practice, any practice. They may be coming from another camp that is in the evening. There was a volleyball camp that was sprinkled in that too. But we usually have between 20 to 25, and everybody that comes, I feel like, gets something from it, helping their community, helping even their classmates, because some of the places that we go, like Helping His Hands, we don't know that we are helping somebody's classmate or filling the blessing box or doing something for Phoebe's. We are helping your classmates, right? That's one thing that we are constantly talking about. But we cannot have this week without the parents or family members dropping, picking up, and helping donate supplies. Kim Godere was my assistant. Fantastic. We've had parents help if they could. Even 2 hours helps, being that another adult or being just two more hands that can help paint or help with the family dinner or whatever. But a lot of time gets put into it, but at the end of the week, everybody's tired. I've heard that as soon as they get home, they're in bed. I don't know if that's a good thing. I think that is a good thing, because they put all their energy that they could, and then, but all week, and this is not anything different from all the other mission weeks, you would be so impressed with the kids. Any place that we went always had positive feedback. And when are you coming back? Almost instantly. Let's schedule a time in the future. Because I was always impressed, and this year was no exception. So thank you. Thank you for everybody that helped during. Yes, Tony.
Well, I am myself volunteer at Helping His Hands each Wednesday, and we'd like to extend to you an invitation to come back again next year, because witnessing what you have to do really helps. As you know, Helping His Hands is an eye opener. It's amazing.
Thank you, Tony. So the planning for next year, right after Christmas. So stay tuned until next summer, and it's going to look different. It always looks different from year to year, just so we change it up. But again, thank you.